November 4th is Election Day, and as voters in the South Hamilton area will decide on candidates for the school board, there's a very important race coming up for those in the land of the Hawks, and that is the Pepple Levy. It's my pleasure speaking with Heather Holm, superintendent from South Hamilton. Heather, very, very good day to you.
Well, good morning, Pat.
Thank you.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So, Heather, what is it about Pepple Levies in general?
Well, the Pepple Levy is a physical plant and equipment levy that provides funding for the physical and operational needs of school districts. For South Hamilton, this means maintaining safe, reliable, and efficient learning environments for students and staff. Pepple funds can be used for roof and HVAC repairs, safety and security upgrades, technology infrastructure and devices, bus and vehicle purchases, as well as equipment and facility maintenance. These are essential needs that can't be paid for through the district's general fund, and our general fund supports instruction, salaries, and classroom operations.
Mm-hmm. And what will voters see on the November 4th ballot as a hit of the polls there at South Hamilton?
Voters will see a yes or no question to respond to. They'll be asked to renew the district's existing Pepple levy rate of $1 per $1,000 of taxable valuation. This is a renewal. It's not a new tax, and it's not a tax increase. It simply continues the same rate that the community has supported for decades. Renewal ensures consistent funding for long-term facility maintenance and planning. So a yes vote is to continue that and to renew the Pepple levy, and a no vote is to discontinue those funds.
And Heather, why is the renewing of the Pepple so important in this election coming up?
It's so important. We have a couple of older buildings that we need to continue to take care of to keep them safe, efficient, and well-maintained. The funds support the essential upkeep that keeps our district running smoothly without taking tax dollars or any dollars away from our classrooms. Without this renewal, the district would lose a key funding source for maintenance and technology, forcing difficult choices or perhaps delayed repairs.
How has South Hamilton used Pepple levies in the past? Funds?
We have a proven record of using Pepple funds responsibly. Past projects have included roof and HVAC replacements, security and safety improvements, technology updates for students and staff, and equipment and vehicle purchases. These investments protect the community's facilities and provide a comfortable modern learning environment for our students.
And how will this levy renewal relate to the new gym project using the dollars for SAVE? Because that's a big project coming soon for South Hamilton.
It is a really big project, and what we've decided to do is fund the gym with SAVE dollars, which are generated from the 1 cent sales tax and dedicated to school infrastructure. And while they both support district facilities, we are going to use them separately in our purposes. So SAVE dollars will be used for the gym, and then Pepple dollars would be used to fund ongoing maintenance, repairs, and equipment such as technology, transportation, and safety systems. So we use the two funding sources to work hand in hand. We're going to use SAVE to build our new gym space and then Pepple to maintain the rest of our buildings and systems.
And how old is the current gym there?
Oh, gosh. It's quite old.
I wish
I could tell you an exact
date. Sure.
It's been through a remodel.
Yeah.
So it's still in good shape to use for our competition gym. We're just looking at building an auxiliary gym. Mm-hmm. To provide more access for our, especially for our youth programs, as well as our JV and JJV programs. And it will give us the ability to host Mega Nights, like most other schools are able to do now.
Very good. Now, what is your key message you're giving to voters there at South Hamilton there, Heather?
The November 4th ballot measure is a renewal of the existing Pepple at $1 per $1,000 of taxable valuation. It's not an increase in tax rate. It continues existing funding, and we would use it to support safe, efficient, and modern school facilities. By voting yes, the community ensures that we can continue caring for our buildings, buses, and technology.
And if people want to vote, where do they vote at there, Heather?
There's only one voting location for all of the district residents. So if you're a resident of the South Hamilton School District, your voting location is at the Bethesda Evangelical Lutheran Church on 439 Main Street in Jewell.
So that's the only place where you vote. They're coming up on November 4th. It's at the Bethesda Evangelical Lutheran Church. It's on Highway 69. They're there mm-hmm. on the south of the Main Street area of Jewell. And if they have any of the questions, they can contact the school office, and there's information, I'm sure, on the website for the South Hamilton School District. Right there, Heather?
Absolutely, yes. And the district office number is 515-827-5479 if you have any questions about the upcoming levy.
515-827-5479, and the polls are open from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m., and that's coming up on Tuesday, November 4th, for the vote regarding PEPL in the South Hamilton School District. So, Heather, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much.